This is your trance-inducing Dr. Tar.
This is the Midnight Gadfly.
This is Welcome Back to 1984. Or 94. One of those two. Dr. Head.
And this is Professor Fogo.
Still on detention in the used rubber room. And together, we are...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to set the Wayback Machine for 1984. Back when movies were made sometimes for video, straight to video. And it was made within a universe of a low budget movie production company. Which I have come to appreciate far after the time that it came out, right? So, had a VHS player.
Charles Band.
Of VHS. Yeah. I did, yeah, Charles Band. So we're going to get into Charles Band, who, what was his initial company? Begins with an E.
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. all right, so.
What was his initial company?
Huh?
What was his company?
Well, he has Full Moon.
It was Empire.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you saw a lot of VHS and videotapes come out via Empire. And during that time, he was doing two movies a month. Right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so one would release in the theater, one would go direct to video. So he was on top of that whole direct to video thing way early on. And this is one of one of the few movies that he actually directed, starring Tim Thomerson.
I got really pissed at a lot of his movies, you know, thinking, ah, this looks fun. You watch it. Ah, that's really bad.
Right. Well, this was the video era where you had the great artwork on the cover of the box. And you're like, I'm going to watch that fucking movie.
Yes.
And then you're like, what the fuck?
Thank you, William Castle. Yeah.
Yeah. They literally spent more on the artwork for the box than they did on the movie.
Oh my God, yes.
But, okay, right. So Trancers is a movie.
That's our movie tonight.
Trancers. It is a movie directed by Charles Band and produced, starring Tim Thomerson, who you'll notice, you'll know from The Doll Man.
Old and Craggy.
Yeah, yeah. Doll Man.
Helen Hunt.
Nice.
Yeah, Helen Hunt, who is, what's the popular TV show that she was in?
Mad About You.
Yeah, Mad About You. So she was the female lead in that.
And she was how old?
12. No?
No. I'm just asking. I'm asking for Trancers. How old was she supposed to be?
Well, she's probably about 20. Yeah, 22, maybe.
Sure.
Early 20s.
That's what it says.
Oh my God. This is not Tracy. Her name isn't Tracy Lords. So jump off, man.
The other great Ohio actress.
Right.
You know?
Yay!
Who was in, The Crazy Eight and other horror films. Yeah.
Oh, so, Trancers. Thomerson plays Jack Death. D-E-T-H, not D-E-A-T-H. Don't get them confused. A Philip Marlowe-esque police detective from the 23rd century who travels.
With huge
in the 1980s.
Pads.
Shoulder pads are given. To bring his old nemesis to justice, the film portrays a unique method of time travel. People can travel back in time by injecting themselves with a drug that allows them to take over the body of an ancestor. So fuck their ancestors, right?
No, I like the idea that they have to use bloodline, though. I think that's kind of interesting.
But then their ancestors are obliterated. right? They take over their ancestors.
Well, they can come back, though, right? Isn't that the idea?
Yeah. If it's a temporary thing, because they can make them come back. Right.
But
I think they're on hold. They're on. I think he said they're on hold or they're on ice or something like that in the interim.
Oh yeah, they sent the body.
Yeah, they're like in a state of suspended animation kind of thing.
But anyway, yeah. I digress.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're from the 23rd. They're from the 23rd century, going back in time. And when he goes back in time, they equip him with a watch that will allow him to stop time for exactly 30 seconds.
Slow time for
up to a minute and a half.
Yes. It's supposed to be 10 seconds.
It sounds so important 10. When they give it to him, though.
Yeah.
It sounds so important. But apparently he can get this shit almost anytime he needs it. And it's just like they kept sending.
Yeah, like there was no need for them to say that it's only one use and it dissolves because they had to give another one.
Anyway. You're thinking, okay,
you can only you can only do this a couple to two, before you got to recharge it or whatever. It's got two uses. Okay, then you use them both, No, I get it.
But they keep sending it back.
Oh, yeah, we can get you another one. Like, well, then why the fuck don't you give me, give me a case of 12? Let me just keep my person. Yeah, I had never seen this movie before.
Yeah, what did you think?
I saw the cover a thousand times because it's Trancers. I thought, that's really cheesy. I thought it was fun. It took I watched it at a faster speed than normal because it was just taking a long time to get where it needed to go. I'm used to we've gotten accustomed to how the pace of movies today. 40 years later. It was fun. It was silly. I like Jack Death. I love the whole concept of. Hey, dry hairs for squids, like what a squid is. That's the bad name. And there's this kind of retro kind of, like you said, Philip Marlowe, that kind of noir like thing that you see also emulated 2 years before in a much larger science fiction film, Blade Runner. But it kind of was trying to, I think, ape
that. It's kind of that. Yeah.
But then you have free fling going straight to video movie. Like we're the 80s. We're just going to have fun with this because, we shot this in a fucking week. So what do you want from us?
I like the scene where he's at the beach on his vacation or whatever it is. And there's the flooded Los Angeles off a matte painting, which is kind of well done, sitting out there and he's out there retrieving objects and all that stuff. Anyway, I like the framing of it. The little parts like that, the little matte paintings and stuff like that, they did okay in some spots, and
it was humorous. They were going for humor, like when his partner shows up and she's a little girl and she's yelling at him.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny because
I like that.
That was unexpected. You don't go into a movie like this expecting to be taken seriously, 100%. You just have to sit back and get your snack and have a good time with it because it's loosey goosey. There's a little comic edge to a lot of the dialogue, but it's not a comedy per se. But there's a lightness to it that a little tongue in cheek. That's it's going to be okay.
Firmly in cheek.
Yeah, we're going to be all right. And that's part of what makes it so enjoyable to watch.
And shoulder pads. Damn it.
It was that new kind of evolution of content channels. The content channel for us growing up in the 70s was television, 60s and 70s. You had pre-programmed, pre-timed, all that
kind
of
stuff. But do you remember when you first got to see HBO or anything like that early? But they constantly repeated stuff.
Yes.
You got tired of it. Really,
Emmanuel again.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying, though? So it became really content-driven. How much can you give me quickly?
That's what she said. Yeah, that's what video... Yes. That's what I think video did, because you had direct-to-video, you had a new channel, and then this was a channel that
fill the shelves.
Yeah, because people... They really got in because a lot of the big studios would not release their movies or their libraries on VHS.
Right.
Because they were worried that it would be copied and pirated and they'd never make money off of it. And
you could bypass all that bureaucracy, you know, just right. and get yeah. it well, to these video so, stores.
But since they weren't there, now you had people like Empire.
Empire.
That became Full Moon. And then we also had Troma.
Wizard. And,
Wizard
there's, one?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that just kind of filled that niche.
Vestron.
Here's some content. And it's really just like a throw shit at the wall. And, you know, you're going to watch it all. 10% of it's going to be stuff you remember. You're like, oh, I saw Reanimator. That's fucking cool, you know?
Yeah.
But then you're like, I saw Head of the Family. What the fuck?
I kind of like that movie.
Or Basket Case 3.
I
kind of
like that one.
No, yeah. I kind of like that movie, too.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was worth taking, you know, because the movie store we went to was like $1 for movies.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to watch it because it's only $1, you know, even if it's not good. I'm like, and I was taping it all. I mean, I watched all that crazy horror shit. Basket Case. You know,
Basket Case has one of the original copies at the MoMA in New York.
Really?
So it's like that is considered a fucking art film of sorts.
Who is that? Who directed that? Honecker?
Honecker Schleimacher?
It wasn't Hickenlooper.
Who directed that movie?
It wasn't Hickenlooper. Huh? It was Honecker. I think you're right.
Frank. Honecker?
Frank Honecker. Yeah, Frank
Happy Honecker.
Happy Honecker.
He did a couple of movies that I think are funny. And in the horror, comedy horror stuff, you know, like Frankenhooker and what was the other one? With the parasite, Brain Dead. Is that what it was called?
No, it was Peter Jackson.
No, but I thought there was Brain... Ah, fuck. It's the parasite and Zachary... was the voice of the parasite. It was like it bit the whoever the it attached itself to give him like a heroin thing, but it had to go kill.
I remember what you're talking. I remember that one.
But it just looked like a turd talking to him. An evil Mr. Hankey.
So the director and writer was Frank Henenlotter.
Okay.
Which is different than Hickenlooper, who I think did the hookers one,
or Gretel Gruber, the character in the fantabulous Quest for Uranus.
Low budget, no budget. That's the next. That's another right. episode. That's another episode.
$135, including a green screen. Most of it was on the fabric for the Uranusians. What little there was.
Oh, man. So, Hickenlooper did Frankenhooker. He did Brain Damage, Basket Case, Bad Biology. But we're on Trancers. So, what happens? Jack Death gets sent back as one of his ancestors and falls in love with Helen Hunt. And then what happens? Who's his arch nemesis?
He's on a case.
By the way, he always looks about, 60? No matter what time period he's in,
he's the B movie Harrison Ford, right?
Kind of, Well, Harrison Ford looked pretty young in Blade Runner.
Nah, he always looked old. He's always looked like he's at least 35, you know, even when he was younger.
That's not old.
I know it's not old, but I'm just saying, you know, it's not looking like you're 19.
Well, he's in a film noir movie, so whatever.
Yeah, you see what happens when Professor Feather's away? We just fucking go off the rails. It's everywhere.
It's all his fault.
It's all his fault. Why aren't you here?
Why aren't you here, Feather? So he's sitting down some guy who's like, who turns people into trancers. He's like this bad guy. I don't remember his name, though.
Oh, yes. The cult leader. Whatever. Zombie master. Time traveler.
That's fun. Yeah. I like when the trancers just pop up, you know, like when they're at Santa Claus, you know, like.
That is kind of neat.
It's a silly 80s movie. It's like what you expect. It's totally, you know, you feel like you're sitting, you got your VCR and, you know, your bag of candy.
Then it turns right around and becomes kind of uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah, the bad guy's name is Whistler, and he's
there you go.
He's stuck in the past because doesn't Jack Death kill his future body?
Yeah.
And then he has to go back and counter what he's doing in the past. And that's when he meets Helen Hunt.
And he became mad about her.
Oh my God. We need another podcast. Sitcom puns. That sounds like an Asian delicacy.
Dish.
With sitcom puns. Like sitcom puns.
With extra hoisin. Yeah, so he's got to hunt these guys down, and you know, the movie doesn't try to be much more than what it is
anymore. Yeah,
you know, yeah. It's not swinging for the fences. It's entertaining. It's kind of silly. It's, you know,
and it carries through with the humor. You know what I mean? It just
there's a little bit of humor. Yes, it's tongue in cheek. You know, and it's got this world. And now you see there were more and more, you know, movies. I'll have to check out Transfers too.
The shoulder pad statement being one. I think that is so funny.
Transfers 2 is awesome too, because we have in Transfers 1 we get Hap Ashby, the baseball player that becomes a wino.
Drunk on the street,
and then he's like he's scamming all the other winos by hitting the whatever the pint bottles because he's really good at that stuff, and then they find him and they have to save him in order to make the world okay in the future, right?
I've not seen it.
Well, no, yes. That's the
Transfers
They're saving Hal Ashby because they think Hal Ashby is the key.
His bloodline. They have to
get his
bloodline.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the earliest. Who is that? That was the old woman or the old council woman member that was the only thing she could find, wasn't it? At the time in Los Angeles, something like that. Anyway, it was kind of weird, but that's why he ended up being him.
Yeah. Well, we get that actor Biff Menard. It's a great name. Biff Menard is the guy who plays Hal Ashby, the baseball player. And we've seen him in tons of stuff. One of the great things about the 70s and growing up on television is that you would see character actors all over every television show, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember, even Barney Miller? You'd see the same character actor one season, season two, be the werewolf. And in season four, he would be this crazy person, you know, totally different character. But this is what we dealt with. I think direct-to-video, we got to see a lot of those actors almost as if they were in... Yeah, B-movies. Yeah, exactly. Almost as if they were in a...
It's just the mutation of that end of this, yeah.
Yeah. Like they were in an Ed Wood movie or something.
Mm-hmm. And literally anybody could do it. And at the time.
Yeah.
We saw a profligation of movies, indie movies, indie studios, doing that, flooding the video market. And I'm kind of glad for that. That was like ushered in a whole new, the gonzo indie movie making movement was started because of the VCR, And I think it's, And God,
they've kept their head above the water, though. It's just, he's still going strong right now, isn't he?
Charles Band? Yeah, he's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was going to say, isn't his home base like in Cleveland?
Yeah. I reached out to him. I emailed him. Never heard back. Invited him to be on a show.
Oh, no, I heard back from him. He said, why is Dr. Head emailing me?
How do you get this address?
Tell that chunky I got a restraining order. No more socks in the mail.
Tubi.
Tubi. Socks to be you.
Well, Tubi socks.
Tubi socks to be you. All right, so Dr. Head, this is your first time watching this movie.
Yeah.
Give us your your lowdown on the thing.
I don't remember much of it. No.
Because you watched it too fast.
You were in that trancer.
I did. I watched it too fast. I'm just reading the subtitles. I put it on double speed. Like, I can't sit through this. No, I mean, it's definitely got the pacing of a movie made in 1984 on a low budget. But there's a silliness. If you're in the mood for this kind of movie where you know it's going to be kind of fun and silly and nostalgic, not be taken too serious. Yeah. And if it's going to provoke the sense of nostalgia from you, if you grew up in the same era as we did, then you're going to really have a good time with it. But if you're looking for something really serious sci-fi or really comedic, it's kind of not going to give you either of those. But, you know,
but it does have a little Blade Runner-ish.
There's a world built within this kind of reality. It builds for itself that's kind of entertaining. I can see why they would want to continue this series, you know, after this. It makes sense.
Five movies.
Yeah. Five.
Yeah. Then so I'll have to start watching them, but I don't know.
Two is actually really good too. You know what I mean? I think
two. You can tell they had a little more money for two, and some gave. And
sometimes that works against them, you know. Having money, you know, then they take they have enough money to do the things that make it look more Hollywoody, and sometimes that doesn't.
And it does. It's a little more cleaned up than the first one.
Unless it's Charles Band, then I don't know that money's going to make that much.
I was going to say. I think it went to dressing, but that was
just... And that's the knock.
But Full Moon's done all kinds of crazy stuff. They just...
Yeah.
They do all the...
their whole...
Yeah, they got the Doll Man series.
Small, that was fun too. Yeah, small monster horror things.
Yeah. Now,
how many doll things do they have?
Yeah, Doll Man, doll. Yeah.
Puppet Master.
Yeah. Puppet Master.
But
Doll Man versus things, Puppet Master kind of thing.
Well, Doll Man is Tim Thomerson.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a bunch of that stuff.
So I think as an actor, you're having a good time enjoying being kind of silly. I can see that. You know, and I love the kind of silliness that goes behind making these movies. There's still, you have to have someone to write it, but they were kind of playing by their own rules. They weren't being conformed to what was happening in the mainstream theaters because they were never going to go there. So they could take risks. They could do things. They could, you know.
Think about,
like they're not spending the money.
Actors that they get, they have to send them off. Where was it that he had his studios? Like in Romania or something like that? Didn't he have like band studios over there?
Yeah, in Italy.
Anyway, being sent over there to, that'd be kind of a scary, you know, not scary, but exciting experience. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
Have you ever seen Terror Vision?
With the
big ugly monster? That whole thing was shot in Italy, and they built this fucking giant monster somewhere else and had to ship it all the way to Italy. And it was cheaper to ship it to Italy and shoot there than to shoot in the United States where it was made. You know, it's crazy.
The Beyond, didn't Charles Band have The Beyond? Yep. Or is that... Yep. No, that was Brian...
No, it was him. He also did... he was producer of Reanimator. Because it was him and Brian...
Oh, okay.
Him and Usna? What is the...
That was Stuart Gordon. That set a whole higher bar, I thought.
But. I agree, yeah. Stuart Gordon was... Even Robot Jocks.
I kind of like that one. You know, of all this other giant stuff.
Okay, have either of you seen Godzilla X Kong?
Yes.
Yes. No?
Yes, I have.
Dr.
Hyde, you're not going to spoil anything.
Yeah. What did you think, Dr. Hyde?
The new one? The new Empire?
Yeah. That's what it was, New Empire.
I've not been crazy about the legendary stuff, honestly.
Sure.
Yeah. I like the first one a lot. And introduced a new monster, and I like the way Godzilla was handled. The second one had some really great scenes. Like, I love Rodan. Wow, the way he was built, great. But
had potential, didn't it?
Had potential. Yeah. Hated the human characters. Great monster action. But I didn't like the Kong movies. I didn't like Godzilla versus Kong. And this one, We're all sad for Kong. I don't know how much, how many spoilers
the
do you
only
want?
Kong, the only Kong one I liked was Skull Island. I like Skull Island.
I didn't,
it was
I didn't
just
like
isolated.
That one either, but,
oh,
but,
really? One I enjoyed. But you're right. We're after that, to, I got.
Yeah, they I got didn't silly. Like it. And this one is the silliest of them all. But you have a shit ton of monsters. So that's the thing. It's like the Avengers.
But they only get like a brief amount of. Yeah, that's always pissed me off.
Yeah, Godzilla's lost like half his body weight. Now he looks all muscly buff. Well,
that was my biggest complaint.
Well, it's
complaint.
A trailer with Kong riding his side like a...
They're running.
It's like, yeah.
That was my big problem with the New Empire was a sense of scale. It literally fucked with what you thought scale was at all times. You know, like Kong looks really tiny. Now he looks huge. Like you really had no kind of like relativity to any of this stuff. And even Godzilla, like you said, I'm like, what did he like go on a fucking diet? You know, I'm like, he's like,
yeah,
running through Hollow Earth, eating nothing.
Yeah, it's just the writing was bad. The attempts at humor,
energy,
and the dialogue was written in a way that it was all an information dump. Here, we're just going to tell you what these things are. We're not even going to try to investigate.
Yeah.
We're just going to information dump on you. And that's what it felt like. We have so much to explain that for any of this shit to make sense, we just have to have characters who know what the fuck all this is. Even though they've never been here, everyone's going to know everything.
But the monsters are the stars, yeah. So,
yeah, but this one, they really just, I mean, I could see as a little kid, I'd probably would have really liked it because there's just so much monster action, tons of like giant gorillas, you know, it's just other monsters. Yeah, I would have really liked it as a kid, but when I see this movie, the Empire movie, and then compare it with Minus One, I'm always going to be a Minus One guy. Yeah. You know, it's just, I'm grateful for these Godzilla movies. It's a glut of monster Godzilla movies. You know, it's just like the only thing I like about the Geno is the fact that we got great Godzilla movies finally on DVD. But yeah, I will probably have no need to watch it again. I mean, maybe one day if people are over and I get really fucking high, then I'll do it. But otherwise, man, I just don't see anything in it.
Yeah, not just really high, really fucking high.
Really fucked up. Yeah, seriously, like two breaths away from going to sleep because that's the only way
I would watch it if everybody else was sitting in the same room with me. I'd do that.
We'll come
and
over, Dr. Tom.
We were really, really high.
Yeah. I will watch it with you guys if you want to watch it. And I'll get high with you guys, totally.
Hey, I have a really big bathroom with a TV in it. So let's...
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, have any of you seen... any of you, either of you, seen Furiosa?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to see it. It's so
you good. Saw it. What were your thoughts about the New Empire? What other than Godzilla being too scary?
No, I don't take those things serious at all. Like there's no. I'm not into the lore. I'm not into anything. I'm like, it's like going to Cedar Point and going, strap me in.
Okay.
Going for the ride. You know.
Sure.
So
I just there.
That's what she said.
I don't have a lot of critical problems with it other than I enjoyed a lot of the ride other than like what I said. I thought the design of the whole movie.
It's like the 70s Toho Godzilla movies on a vast budgetary scale. Let's just fucking run rampant.
Yeah, I just
story obviously doesn't matter. Let's give you the what you came for. You know, let's give you the monsters, right. And that's what it seems like to me. And it's just,
I just don't know if they did the scale thing on purpose in order to make the fact that Kong is in Hollow Earth that he's not that big. You know what I mean? Like. It's all
or Hollow Earth. Oh, I see.
Kong's never been very big. Yeah.
He's only supposed to be like 60 feet tall.
Yeah,
40
yeah,
feet, something
the original
like that.
One, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but if this Kong is going up against Godzilla, and this Godzilla is tall, like the legendary Godzilla is pretty tall, right? You know? So maybe,
they had to shrink and scale Kong up.
Yeah, he would have been stepped on by Godzilla, right? It's like us fighting toddlers or something.
But wasn't Toho's Kong bigger too?
Yes, Mechanicon, and it was about almost on par. I think a little like smaller, like 60 meters,
feet or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So yeah, those are all fun, but it's just, you know. Which, I guess I have. I can be a kid in my head. That's not a problem. But I guess
that's what I think.
The adult of me still requires a little bit, and the legendary, just it's a whole different mindset I got to approach.
You know, I'll stick up for King Kong Escapes every time. That movie.
Yeah, it's fun. You hear that whine of the Mechanicon digging.
I love that.
Digging the ice. It's awesome. Yeah. That's how you know he's working.
But that robot really, really sucked, though. Think about it. It's like how much. That's like an Elon Musk robot right there, man. Oh, we built a shielding. It's perfect.
Well, like back in the 70s, you would be like, looking at the TV guide, and they would have Godzilla on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night or whatever. And you'd be like, I'm fucking there.
Yeah.
If this movie, The New Empire, came on at that time when I was that age, I'd have been
I would have loved it. I would have pissed my pants.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's kind of how I jump into these. I'm not, you know.
Destroy All Monsters was like that.
Yeah.
And I've discovered that movie.
Yeah. I still feel that way.
It's like, that is, I had my friends, I had a couple of friends over so we could watch that. It's like,
yeah.
Like, that was a 4 o'clock movie or something like that. It's like, so it was after school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every time I see them, I'm like, where's that refrigerator box? Where's that dryer box that I could fucking convert into a spaceship? So I would like draw on the sides of the cardboard and sit inside this box while I watched Godzilla. Because I thought that was awesome. Yeah.
We should still do that next time we go to your house.
I think that's...
Get some giant boxes.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And we'll build a maze, too.
Yes.
Oh. There's got to be a cardboard vagina.
There's always a cardboard vagina. That's the first thing I'm making.
I'm really not liking these cardboard cuts.
So. I'm putting that on a T-shirt. There's always a cardboard vagina. That's right. All right.
Rough but durable.
Corrugated.
Free. For your strength.
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to say about Trancers, the epic, almost Moby Dick-like movie?
It's a timeless tale
of time travel.
Yeah.
Of time travel.
Yeah, it's silly. It's not great, but you know, there's a charm to it. That's
there are elements. You know,
nostalgic. It's like, okay, I'm 17 years old again. I probably would have enjoyed it way more. You know, it's fun.
Oh, speaking of this, I came across a Circuitry Man. Does anybody remember this one?
Yeah.
No.
The main character is a special effects or a makeup artist or whatever, Plughead, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. They had all the circuitry plugs. I just saw it the other day. But anyway, that kind of falls into this realm. You have to see the picture. But anyway, maybe that could be one we talk about. Or Street Trash. What do you think about Street Trash? That's like the first one I ever saw this stuff. You know, like the video.
I don't remember. I don't think I've seen
either. Street Trash?
No.
Let's do that one. That would be fun.
Is it on Tubi?
Like HBO, they find.
Don't spoil it. We got to watch it.
No, I'm just kind of giving you a prep.
Okay.
It's about Skid Row bums. At the store, they find an old box buried underneath the floorboards of old Viper from like whatever. Anyway, they drink it, and if you drink this shit, you melt.
So nice.
But it's kind of funny. At least the version I saw was all cleaned up. It looked really nice. As silly as it is.
Okay, Street Trash.
Street Trash.
Wrap us by seeing. I don't know. Tubi has so much stuff, great stuff on there, and Prime. both whole kinds of great garbage. It's amazing.
I thought about doing what's the Bela Lugosi one? And it's rarely talked about. A ghost ship?
Oh.
Ghost ship?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, Boris Karloff.
No, right? It's no. Bela Lugosi.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one where he's there's a plague. It's, it's a Boris Karloff one with a plague.
No, this one is a ship. A ghost ship. He's a